Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An awful loss in Atlanta. I'm not picking any one culprit. If I had to pick somebody to blame, it would be Francisco Alvarez. I mean, the useless at-bats is one thing, but the bad defense. You know, I'm not going to get on Mendy. I know we've talked about the Soto stuff. I'm not even getting on him. It just can't happen. You're up 4-1. The whole feeling of that game, to me, from a fan's perspective of the Braves pound this team all the time, and it's always daunting going in there, and you expect bad to happen. Last night, Juan Soto setting the tone, and from that moment on, Peterson mowing him down. I felt good. I thought the Mets were going to be two touchdowns up on the Braves in the National League East, and instead, they cough it up in typical Mets fashion in Atlanta and give the Braves a little bit of life with Chris Sale versus Paul Blackburn tonight.
I think you almost would have preferred to lose like 7-1 than to lose that way. Because that pumps some life into the Braves season. Obviously, the win is paramount because, I mean, they're so far behind. They got so much room to make up that every win that they bag is obviously advantageous. But to win in that manner, down 4-1, exhilarating finish. That was a hell of a catch by Taylor, by the way, in center field. There's no way you can throw him out taken up. But just to slide that in, yeah, it's a bad loss. I mean, Alvarez was sloppy multiple ways. We've dissected it a million ways. I didn't have an issue with Peterson either with Mendoza, although I don't like some of the things he said post-game, and I obviously said my piece on Juan Soto. You got to take more ownership of that. That's a read that's in front of you. That's a pretty easy baseball play, and he was still passing the buck post-game. But the good news is this. It's one game. And I think the Mets are good. I never thought the Mets were perfect. I know we'll get to the Yankees, back to them in a minute. But I do think that, like a lot of other teams, the elite teams in baseball, they're going to go through a patch like this where it's jarring, where especially for a fan base that has had some real lapses and some moments against this team in that city. Go out tonight, shut them up fast, and stabilize the season.
See, I don't think the Mets are a bad team. I'm not worried about the season being in jeopardy, but I don't think it's just one game. It's four games in a row that they've lost, the first time all year. They're taking on water as far as the rotation goes, and it's a 10-game stretch against the National League East with teams they got to beat. You have a chance over these next 10 days, now nine, to bury the Atlanta Braves. And to get off of that type of start with now Sale versus Blackburn looming, that does not bode well moving forward. Now, things can change, sure, but the Mets needed to win that game last night and put the losing streak to bed, put the Braves basically to bed and just have to go out there and win one of the next two and really end them and then focus on the Phillies. Remember, the Mets have a lot to prove still in the regular season. They could still have the best record in the National League. They could be playing like one of the best teams in baseball from the start of the season to June. And even last year, if you go back to last year, June on, they're one of the best teams. That's great. And they had a nice postseason run. They still have not proven themselves to be a regular season perennial powerhouse. That's where they're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you're going to have to beat the Braves and the Phillies, and you can't have losses like that. So, hey, look, maybe they rattle off 9 in a row here and go 9-1, and it is just, in fact, one game. But this team still needs to prove that they could be a powerhouse in that division, and that type of loss, coupled with the getting swept by the Rays, coupled with the pitching staff taking on water, now you could start to say, uh-oh, maybe the Mets aren't as good as we thought.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, or they could stabilize it tonight. Yeah. Listen, one of the things that's really frustrating about losing this, we could say this about the Knicks, is that you just don't know if you get back to the same point next season. You don't know. You might even have a better roster. You might have more than 51 regular season wins, or the Mets might win more regular season games this year than they did a year ago and lose a round earlier, or they could get to the World Series and win it for the first time in a long time. I don't know the ultimate fate of this team. Nobody does. But the other thing, too, as the year, as the team goes from one year to the next, even though a lot of the pieces are the same, Lindor, Alonso, Mendy's still the manager, etc., this version of the Mets needs to show that it's as resilient as last year's Mets and that they've got as much character as last year's Mets. Now, the good thing is that you get a chance to do it tonight, and it will be smart to do that tonight so this doesn't get worse.
Yeah, and it's not just the Mets that have their problems. The Yankees, obviously, I railed on them yesterday while you were out, and again, I can't believe they got shut out again. Yankees now 29 innings without scoring a singular run, obviously losing a bunch of games in the process, 5 in a row now for the Yanks. Again, not the end of the world as far as the regular season goes, but it does, to me, show some concerns that I had prior to the season. Without Aaron Judge going nuts, I don't think the Yankees have enough offense.
I may have had more concerns than you did going into the regular season. I wasn't sure that the Yankees were going to win the division. Now I feel good about that, and I wouldn't say it's a lock, but I feel really good about that now, and obviously a good start emboldened me to feel really good about this team as I did. But this got to give you a little pause here. Now, it's not even the fact that they've lost 4 straight games, and it's not even the fact that they've been shut out for 3 straight, although that's a big part. Like, optically, when you don't hit, right, you just look like you don't even care.
Which at home, no less, yeah, at Yankee Stadium, like, that's, yeah,
unacceptable. So, but I know that they do care, but no offense kind of projects a team that's disinterested. And I know that that's not the case. They've got a lot of professional pride. But the zeros on the scoreboard offensively are bothering me less than the lapses in fundamentals on the bases, on defense, getting bunts down, extra innings execution. So much like what I just said about the Mets, you know, there's no guarantee the Yankees get back to the World Series. And if they do, there's no guarantee that they play. You could play worse. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever love this team this year. Like, this is the kind of team to me that's going to have to show me. I know they're good. I don't think they're great. I'm not sure anybody's great talent-wise except maybe the Dodgers. But the Yankees better get their head straight. And it's not about scoring runs. It's about buttoning up some sloppiness that's crept into their game lately.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is calling from Bayonne. What's up, John?
Oh, Sal, I thought last night you'd be going crazy today, up 4-0. And to Juan Soto. And I'll tell you right now, I think you're his agent, because when it comes down, that was a good excuse, the white card and the glove. A baseball's round, Al, you know? And
yeah, I know, John, I understand that, but he's not right up on it. And if you see something white like that that's abnormal coming out of a glove off the wall, it's not outlandish to think that that might not have been it. And by the way, you didn't think I went crazy? I mean, come on, go back and listen in case you missed it at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app. I didn't go crazy at Soto because I don't believe last night was his fault, but I went crazy at the loss.
No. I didn't say you go crazy over the loss. I'm saying you went crazy to protect the Juan Soto when you said the umpire. You know the first base coach is saying, come back. Don't you listen to your first base coach or you listen to an umpire?
Well, which one has the legal responsibility on the field?
The umpire, I mean, who you call? Seeing the baseball. What's his name? Seen him catch it.
Right, John, I get it. So what's your point? You're blaming Soto?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. He was on base 3 times last night. That's not good enough for you. You're not going to credit, and thanks for the call. That's what you take away from this game. Now, I'm not saying you can't have an issue with it, but that's your main takeaway from this game. Not Alvarez, who was awful and cost the Mets, and I think in a bigger way. Not Reed Garrett. Not Carlos Mendoza. It's Juan Soto. The guy who set the tone with a home run was on base 3 times. That's what you're going to nitpick on what was just a great play. How about we actually credit Acuna for making a great play, too, on a ball that Alonso hit that maybe will be a double with most right fielders, especially if Soto's out there in right field.
Yeah. I don't give him a pass for the play. Not that I'm going to hold his feet to the fire forever. It's just a bad play. Now it's different. Like, say you're on first base and this base hit to right field behind you. You're not looking at the umpire. You're looking at your third base coach who's either saying pump the brakes or he's saying let's go. So you definitely train to pick up your coach. You never pick up an umpire. You just don't. It was a weird play. I don't know that I've ever seen that. The first base coach, I'm forgetting his name, he knew what the deal was. And he made a mistake. But I think the bigger issue is that it was a game that was laden with a lot of mistakes, not just by Soto, which is what I said in the first hour.
Now, to me, the first base coach is the best argument that has not been brought up yet, because he was vehement about, get back! Get back. You could see him basically like he wanted to run on the field and grab Soto to get him back. I'm not even so sure he would have gotten back anyway. Like, Soto's not fast.
Yeah.
He was far enough off the base that even if he did, that's why I think, and this is where I'll criticize Soto, I'm not sure I believe he was just waiting on the umpire. I believe he thought the ball was going to hit the wall and drop in, and he kind of got caught in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
And once Acuña made the catch,
he was hung out to dry.
He was hung out to dry anyway. Like, if you go back and watch it again, if we have the replay on here quite a bit, it just have SNY running. Like, if you go back and watch it again, I guess if the second that Acuña caught it and Soto decisively read that right and darted back to first base,
yep,
maybe. But I think that more often than not, he's not getting back to the bag anyway after the play because he was kind of caught too close to second base.
Well, I mean, maybe. I guess we'll never know. But that was, you know, it wasn't a bullet, even though Acuña's got a good arm. That was a two or three hopper. I just think he got a bad read. He got a bad read, bad baseball play. Fix it. Make sure it doesn't happen again.
BT and Sal on the Fan joining us right now in studio. Michael Rubin, of course, you're not the host of Fanatics Fest. You're like the owner of it. How would you label yourself?
I am the assistant of the assistant of the assistant.
Okay.
Right now, I'm the lowest man on the totem pole for sure.
Bigger and better this year, I'm hearing.
It's going to be insane. I mean, I think we're close to 100,000 tickets sold now. I mean, look, New York sports fans are the best, and this has really become a global thing. There's people flying in from around the world for Fanatics Fest. I went there last night to see it. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I mean, remember last year was the first time we ever did it.
Yeah, we had you in last year. We were both there. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, and we had, for the first time, we had NFL, the NBA, NHL, baseball, WWE, and UFC. In addition to those six sports coming back, we've added F1, FIFA, Premier League, USTA.
Any golf?
Nike.
And okay.
Big golf activation with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay, there you go.
Absolutely.
Well, so wait, you said 100,000 tickets now. What was it last year? How many people, you remember?
We had 70,000 people last year.
All right, so up 30,000.
Yeah, we're going to have more than 100, be more, I think, meaningfully more than 100,000 people. And probably the most exciting thing is there's just so much to do for every sports fan. Like, I mean, you guys told me you were there for the first time.
It's phenomenal.
Ever did, right.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 10 times better than it was last year because, one, we have the entire building now.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we have so many more sports there. And three, just think about the big stars that come in. Like, I was just, you know, going through LeBron's schedule with somebody. Like, you have LeBron James
there. He wasn't there last year, right?
He wasn't there last year.
No. I was just reading that now, so he's going to bring the shop there.
Yeah, KD's coming back. Okay. But you've got LeBron, Wemby, Kat, James Harden all coming this year. We changed it from August till June, so you could have all the active NFL guys. So you've got CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Russell Wilson, Joe Burrow. You've got, I mean, there's 50, you know, NFL stars there. And
even baseball guys in season, like I saw Carlos Mendoza going to be there. He's managing a series in Philadelphia. He's going for this. Jazz Chisholm is going to be there. Even the local baseball guy is going to be there.
Yeah, and it's 300 athletes, celebrities, artists. Then you got guys who drive culture like Jay-Z and Travis Scott. You got Kevin Hart doing Cold as Balls live from there. I can't wait to see Kevin's interviewing Wemby.
Okay.
There's a slight size difference. Yeah. Wemby's 7'6". Kevin's, I think, 3'6".
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be fun. And we have so many surprises in store for people. Like, last year we did some big stunts. I don't know if you guys remember. We had Livy Dunn came out dressed as her boyfriend, Paul Skeens.
I remember that. I actually remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we had Alex Earl came dressed as her boyfriend. We had Gronk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dress up as Brady and Brady's Gronk in full Patriots uniforms. But this year, like, we have 10 times the amount of stunts coming. So it'd be hard to not see crazy stunts in front of you.
So I don't want to assume that everybody knows, you know, the motivation behind this. Like, it's kind of like a Comic-Con, only a sports con. A very similar theme, but bigger.
Well, we went to Comic-Con and said, why do they not have this for sports?
Yeah.
We basically copied it, took the person who ran it, they came to work for us. And so we launched, you know, we originally coined it SportsCon and, you know, Sporticon, and then we changed the name to Fanatics Fest before we obviously ever launched. But yeah, look, it's crazy that sports fans never had a giant sports festival.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, who else could pull it together? Because you need to have a relationship with all the sports properties and all the athletes. And I think we're uniquely positioned to do that. I don't think any other company in sports has such a broad range of deep relationships with the sports and with the athletes to be able to do this. And it's, look, we invested $15 million in doing this last year. We lost $15 million to do it.
You lost the whole investment?
No, we probably, it probably you know, had $30 million in revenue and $15 million.
Okay.
$30 million in expenses and $15 million in revenue.
Okay.
But for us, this is just an investment in the fan. I mean, look, I think the biggest thing we could do wrong as a company is become a big company, not a beloved company. And we want to be beloved. And so this is something like you guys saw, right? You hosted your show.
I love the energy. Yeah, we're going to be out there again. I'm looking forward to it. The energy in the building was great.
So you guys should be hosting tomorrow, just talking about the building, what's going on, just to, like, move the show over there tomorrow and just show people what's going on. It's insane.
I mean, we'll do it. Logistically, we're only on a couple hours on, but I'll do it. Sure.
It's so fun. Like, I went there yesterday. I was excited just, like, to see all the things that are getting built. And I mean, to see what Nike's building, to see what, you know, F1's building, to see what FIFA's building. It's so fun. And then, you know, we have the, I'm assuming you guys know about these Fanatics games.
Yes, I was just going to get to that. Now, that's new. That was not the case last year.
Yeah, that was like an idea that came a month ago. People thought we were nuts.
Well, you came up with that idea yourself?
Someone pitched me on the idea in Fanatics. I'm like, this is great. And then we evolved it. It was a great idea by somebody internally who came up with it. It was amazing. Two guys, actually. This guy, Herm, and this guy, Eddie, who came to me with the idea. And now we're going to take 50 athletes, celebrities, and artists, 50 average Joe fans competing for $1 million cash prize. Take the bag of money out of there with security.
Like an old wrestling match.
Cash. $1 million in cash.
Wow,
yes. The second prize is a $500,000 brand new Ferrari. Third prize is a 2003 LeBron James rookie car that's valued about $250,000. And so there's eight competitions, like a throwing competition, football, baseball accuracy competition.
I mean, sign me up, man.
WWE walkout competition. UFC, how hard can you punch?
Who's judging it?
Well, they're all regulated by actual judges,
okay,
other than WWE's regulating. So they have their judges.
They'll pick,
as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they'll rate the
that seems to be the most objective one. That could be a little dicey because the walkout is different than how hard you throw a ball.
That's the only one that you could debate. Everything else is measured mathematically.
You already have the 50 contestants?
Yeah, we picked the 50. And by the way, we're rooting for the fans. We're not, like, I'm not rooting for all my friends who are talking a lot of smack. You know, I've been getting a lot of FaceTimes from my friends telling me, I'm taking that $1 million home. I'm driving that Ferrari out of there. Look, you got Tom Brady doing this, Eli Manning doing this. By the way, we paired the two of them up because it's like you compete on your own, but we had the two of them going against each other. We thought that would be fun. We thought it would be some interesting conversations.
So other fans will be able to watch this? Like if you get in the building, you'll be able to watch these competitions?
All weekend long, fans are going to be watching. You're going to watch, you know, Draymond Green and Tyreek Hill talking smack to each other and watch, you know, the matchups are great. Like, I've looked through some of these. They're amazing. There's, again, 50 athletes, celebrities, artists, you know, 50 average Joe fans. And we try to stack it on the fan side. Like, we look for who do we think it was super athletic, who do we think would win. Our dream is, like, it's not. I mean, Michael Parsons is guaranteed he's taking the bag of the $1 million. He's told me, like, multiple times, like, I'm taking that bag out of there. KD said, I'm taking that bag out of there. So you got some real athletes in here who are good at multiple sports. But I got to tell you something. We put out some of the videos. I see some really compelling people. You know, I was doing a show with Stephen A. Smith a couple of days ago, and his producer's brother's in. He's like, he's winning.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for the average fan.
Yeah, that's our same guy here. He actually works here too. Izzo.
Yeah.
The digital guy.
Yeah. Izzo's brother.
He just told me this morning, he's like, dude, my brother got selected for this. I'm like, what? So, yes, yeah. Izzo's brother is
I hope that guy's trained like crazy. Look,
Izzo's a pretty strong dude, his brother's like that. He's in good shape.
Good.
Yeah. So,
we're rooting for him.
What New York?
Let's go, brother Izzo.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
I hope he's a little quicker than big brother Izzo. I think he's more good on the bench there, big boy Izzo. So, you mentioned Kat. All right. What other? Mendy's going to be there. Sal's coming in from Philly.
Lundqvist, Richter. I'm just looking over some.
I'm thinking
of the names
about New York athletes. Yeah. What are the New York guys? I'm going to be doing the
Russell
pod
Wilson,
with Corbett.
Malik Nabers.
Oh, okay, that's right. I knew
Jackson
about Nabers.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Strahan. I'm just doing A-Rod. Derek Jeter.
Jeter's rolling in again.
A-Rod Jeter. Yeah, that's nice. Jeter was there last year? I don't remember that.
But Jeter was there last year. Not Alex. But
all right, I got a confession to make. So last year, and you probably don't remember that you've done a million of these, you were on with us last year, and you told me that if I dressed up in full football uniform, I'd be able to catch a pass from Tom Brady.
That's right.
I did dress up in full uniform.
That's right.
And then we got caught up. I was doing the show.
I will make that happen for you for sure.
Oh, Brady's throwing passes again?
Yep. He's doing it for 15 minutes or 30 minutes.
He's doing it again?
We didn't get you to do it last year?
Correct.
Mayor, are you listening to this?
Do I have to dress up?
You have to dress up.
No, that's not fair.
But no, I didn't see it. I didn't see you dressed up.
You did. We talked to you about it.
I don't remember, but
you
I will guarantee you. I remember you get. I will guarantee you get passes from Brady.
I don't need to. It's okay. But I just. I want you to.
I want you guys both dressed.
I didn't know that he was.
Like, what are you guys going to come to a place where you ask everyone to come dressed and you're not going to come dressed? That's
no. You did it last year, and then I was like, oh my god, I had to wear wearing Tiki Barber's football pants,
Falcons jersey,
right? Out of shape. I couldn't even zip the things together.
You can do it again, and you get the first pass from Brady. I'm looking at Mayor. Mayor, if you don't execute this, there's going to be a new person running PR.
Sorry.
There'll be a new head of PR.
You're
not
getting dressed up again. Are you really getting dressed up again?
Oh, yeah. I got it now to catch the ball.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to do it. By the way, I'm going to tell him to pass it hard, too.
Oh, no. Come on, I'm a wussy, Mike. I don't want to go out there and try to get my hands broken by a Tom Brady pass. But that was one of the cool things that was last year. So obviously,
and there's so many athletes that are playing their sports with people. I'd say the 300 athletes that I bet you 50 to 100 people are doing 15-minute winners. And by the way, when 100 people do 15-minute windows, it adds up. So there's going to be a lot of kids catching passes, playing basketball, doing lots of stuff with people.
So what was easier this year than last year?
Nothing.
Really?
No, because look, this is the hardest thing we do, but it's such a great fan give back. I mean, tickets cost nothing. They're $60 to get in.
Right.
So it's just like, you guys tell me how happy were the fans last year.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I recommend it. I try to get my nephew to go. You know, sometimes schedule is conflicting, whatever. But I would recommend it because I know me. 15-year-old me would kill to have something like this. 20-year-old me would kill to have something. 45-year-old me made me feel like 20-year-old me.
I was saying, 52-year-old me?
Yeah.
If I could be in there on my own and get to do all this stuff, I'd have a blast.
Yeah.
I was going to say, 45-year-old you did dress up last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on, you're not dressing up?
Nah,
I'm not dressing up. Why, are you too cool for that?
Yeah,
You're big-timing us.
No, I'm not big-timing anybody, but you know, you left my guy hanging last year. You made a promise, you didn't deliver. I don't know if you're going to deliver on the promise.
If Mayor doesn't deliver, there'll be a new head of PR Fanatics.
Gotta earn that trust, Ruben.
Come on, let's both dress up. You're in.
The hell out of here, dress up.
You got to pass to see who's more coordinated. I'll get you a softer pass.
Well, it's me, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
If you had a guess of who's more coordinated between
the two. Get anything with shooting and throwing, and I will just bury him. Anything with moving, he might have me at this point. So I'm going to get
tomorrow. Let's solve it on Friday.
By the way, I'll take down some of your pros throwing. I mean, forget about Sal. I'll waste my time on Sal. Give me a real athlete. I will destroy him.
You won't come dressed. You don't like, I mean.
How about I just come and I just show up and I win?
How about join the family, come dressed. Like, by the way, we're asking every fan to come dressed as a super fan, as their favorite athlete. And if you are dressed like that, every hour on the hour, we're going to pick someone to go back to meet one of their favorite athletes, get a private meeting with them, just meet them. And the best parts of the weekend, best dressed parts of the weekend. Last year was a woman who was actually in part of a table. She walked around with a full table, like a table crasher, like a Buffalo Bills super fan.
Oh, that's a good one. A good one.
It was insane.
That's good.
And
that's
this year, the person who wins is going to go to the Super Bowl with us, the Fanatics, get to go to a Super Bowl party as well as the game. Get to take care of all of their take care of their first class travel, hotels. They get to go to the World Cup final, New York
and
City,
and the Super Bowl,
and go ringside to WWE to WrestleMania.
Oh, here we go!
That's awesome.
Jeez, good
See, God. I love how you encourage, because that's what I was going to ask. I love how you're encouraging fans to dress up. We saw some wacky stuff last year, but that's what makes the environment
correct.
The
that's
so
what
cool.
That's what makes it so like. Well, this is the hardest thing we do all year because you're getting 300 athletes, artists, celebrities to all come in to support this. You're getting 100,000 plus fans. You're creating these incredible tracks of content. I mean, I think we have 40 different podcasts going live from this.
I'm doing one. I'm doing the Jets board on Sunday.
Dressed.
Yeah.
Just like Wayne Kerbeck. You can have
he was my favorite. I got his number 80 jersey.
At least wear that. I got some Jets jerseys to borrow.
I'll give you a little fun tomorrow.
Back in the tiki outfit. You get it back.
I can't feed those
dude, you had to see his legs in that thing. Yeah, come on. Yeah,
I had my Michael Vick jersey on. I had my tiki barber pants on to look like a real football
player. I'm just looking at Mary. I can't believe Mary let a commitment not be fulfilled.
You look like the kicker the Jets just signed.
To be fair, it was not that because we were doing the show. So like the timing of it, we're on the air from 10 to 2.
We'll take the show live. You'll give a live by live, how's he doing? But Brady throw a really fast pass.
Oh, my God.
Break a finger.
Break every finger.
Break a finger.
Knock his teeth out.
And by the way,
he said, what about the Yankees?
WFA and social will be lighting up.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
One of the best moments of the weekend.
That sounds awesome. Who was your guy growing up? I mean, you don't get into this unless you're a massive fan yourself. Who was your favorite athlete growing up?
Probably as a kid. I just ran into him and told him. I think it made him very happy. It's probably Mike Schmidt as a little
Schmitty,
kid.
Good pick.
Yeah, and then it probably moved to Dr. J.
Another good pick.
Yeah.
Style. Okay.
Yeah, and then I got in the sports business. I didn't care anymore. It was all about work. It was just all about, like, this is a bit, like, look, what I care about is fans having the time of their life. What I care about is, like, how do we build a beloved company, not a big company? So those are things I'm working on every day.
I'm sorry, Sal. Yep. I love that you're not sitting here in a 7,000 suit. You're wearing a hoodie. Like, you're a relatable guy. I remember walking in.
Nice top hoodie there, too, right?
Yeah, little great top. And by the way, who's the collector in this room?
Well, both of us. Why? What do we got?
I brought you guys some cards. I brought you the new what do we got one here? From top.
Ooh, look at that. My guy Judgy on the top.
I gotta get that one to my son. Make the swap here, man. What are you doing? You don't want Judge. You banged on him all day yesterday. What is this? 5-star? This is very nice. Oh, autographs.
Yeah, these are great. You want to open one of these packs here with us?
Want to do it now?
Whatever you guys want.
Open them up.
We just do the. What do you have there? You want
I got
me to open
the.
This
I got
that?
The 5-star.
What do you recommend, Michael? Which
let's
one?
Do the one card. Okay. I think that let's open that bad boy up. See what we got.
Hang on a sec here.
Now, what's like the chase in that?
I honestly, they handed me the cards when I walked in. I had no idea what we were doing.
So, sorry to cut you off there. By the way,
look at this. Mayor doesn't take care of you and getting you to catch a pass from Tom Brady. Doesn't tell me what the cards are, what I'm doing, and I'm blind without glasses.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, we got issues. Right,
me too. 25% more hobby shop booths this year. A merchandise village that is three times larger than
last
year.
So many crazy exclusive products. Travis Scott's cards are insane. What do we got?
Got David Wright autographed.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Look at that.
How crazy is that?
What's the number say on top there? 27 of...
David Wright, number 17,125.
That's a sick pull. Look
it's
at
a,
how
it's a five-star.
Okay, now it's getting busy here.
I got a couple.
Mayor's going to come in next to defend himself. Mayor, get in here. Come Rutherford. In.
That's is there also grading
look
going on?
Look at this.
I'm sure.
Don't muddy him up there, Huffy. Don't get him dirty, buddy.
That was the thing last year, right? You guys had the boot there.
Look at that.
Yeah, there's everything. If you're a sports fan, we got everything you could possibly think about.
What'd you say about the boot, Andre the Giant's boot?
No, the booth.
The grade cards. Yeah, you can definitely grade cards live there for sure.
The apparel, all 17, the stuff. Not
I'm saying 17,100. It's 17 of 25.
All right, we've gone
what do you got
the
there, Sal? Maybe right. Trade.
Yeah, well, we have to open this up. Let's do that a little bit later. Aaron Judge. So it's hard to get the baseball guys to win because it's the baseball season, but you can't have it
right.
Perfect.
So the best time of the year to do this is late June, early July, because you're basically done with hockey. You're done with basketball, just about done with basketball.
Right.
Your football's available. Soccer's mostly available. Obviously, Club World Cup going on right now, but there's a lot of soccer availability. And then baseball's the conflict. We will work more closely with baseball next year. Shout out Rob Manfred. I haven't even said it yet. But
really?
I haven't said it to him.
Yeah,
but
maybe we can penalize the Astros one of these years.
We got to work more closely to make sure that we have them more participating. So that's something we need to do together.
You guys came together nicely with the fix of the uniforms this year.
Yeah, look, here's the one thing. You have
they look
to
great now.
You have to listen to your fan. And, you know, Nike is a great company overall. They're super innovative. They are very, they do a lot of great things. This was something that just didn't work. They took a shot, didn't work. They wanted to redesign the uniform. And they thought, they were honestly trying to do a lot of things to improve performance. The problem is the players didn't really need that improved performance. So the great thing about Nike and like us, we listened to the fan, and what we heard was they liked the uniform that we'd been making for the last 8 years, so we just went right back to the old uniform, and people love it.
Yeah, looks great. Again, the big letters and numbers and all that stuff. You got anything else there, BT, that you're pumped up about?
No, I mean, I'm pumped up. I tell you, the thing that jumped out was the first thing that I saw last year, and I just said it before, Andre the Giant's boots. Like, I love that stuff, because we were right by WWE. I don't know if we'll be there again.
Well, now, like you said, there's two levels. I think we're going to be downstairs this year with some of the local
teams.
Let
me tell you what you're going to be very close to. We're building a gigantic memorabilia museum with over $200 million of trading cards and memorabilia. It's insane. It's 50 times better than what we did last year. You have some incredible artifacts there. A lot of security, too. I think there's 25 security people guarding that stuff. A lot more security guarding the trading cards and memorabilia than $1 million in cash.
Do you have an issue at all last year with some of that? Any security?
No. I mean, we have lots of security, and there's lots of cameras. I mean, it's,
it's
very properly organized.
That's great, man. Yeah. This is great. It just feels bigger. Last year, we didn't know what it was. We're like, that sounds good. Yeah, well, we want to do the show. Sure, we'll jump in.
Right.
Awesome. This seems even bigger, so now, it seems like you guys are crushing it.
And now BT will dress up like a wrestler, maybe, and do the WWE style.
Okay, did you do the walkout last year?
I did not. I was going to. There was like 25.
What's that? What happened? You got scared?
No, it's too many people.
Okay, so we got
there.
So we're gonna come dressed as a wrestler. We're gonna take you front of the line. We got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna reprise my role as Doink. That's
Andre
exactly
the Giant,
what I'm gonna
do. Okay,
man, shake your head. Yes, you have these two happening. And what happens if not? So Alex, WFAN takes over our PR.
I feel bad. No, we don't want to put it.
Who are you dressing up as? You giving all these edicts over here?
He runs the whole thing.
Kind of like a short, fat cheer pet with no hair. I don't know.
Get ready for the biggest event of the summer. It's Fanatics Fest, and obviously you can still get tickets right now. Looking forward to it. It was great last year. It's going to have meet and greets, all the stuff that we just talked about right here. Get your tickets now, fanaticsfest.com. That's fanaticsfest.com. You don't want to miss it. If you're a sports fan, it's a must-have.
If you're a sports fan, you don't come, we got issues.
Yeah. Now, the ticket, does that include all three, or it's per, I forget what it was.
I think they do it per day. You can buy three
for Friday if you want to go, because there's certain people that are going to be there throughout
the week. A lot of people come for 3 days.
Right.
I would tell you, there is so much to do. You could come open to close. It's 10 to 7 Friday and Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. You come all 3 days the entire time and have so much to do.
All right, there you have it. Fanatics Fest, we're looking forward
to it.
We'll see you there.
We got WWE outfit coming. We got you slimming back in Tiki Barber's full outfit. Catching like passes, kicker. Doing the WWE walkout.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, guys. Always love being with you guys.
We'll see you out there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.